Basically, I think there were also some errors made during 1919 to 1921, the presence of Lenin and Trotsky, that we have to look into this more detail. Having said that, you know, I mean, in 1917 to 1919, the situation was as such that the Soviets were in power. But because of this war and the civil war and the isolation of the revolution, there was a tendency not clearly stated in written form, but there was a tendency, it seems, within the Bolshevik Party, Bolshevik leadership, that really the Bolshevik Party, which is the party of the working class in Soviet Union, is really it is in fact representing the whole of the working class. So therefore, there is really no need for any other sort of organizations or instruments. So that, I think, generally was the sentiment of the Bolshevik Party at that time, which was, as I said, you have to really understand the situation that they were in. They were coming out of the civil war, and then there is a lot of attacks upon them, and then also there were some revolts within the ranks of the working class here and there, and there were attacks even by anarchists, by some social revolutionaries within. So therefore, that I think had some effect. Although I must stress this fact at this moment that Lenin was very conscious about the extent of bureaucracy. He was actually writing that time that there is some bureaucratic situation within the party, we have to be careful, and he actually proposed that we should open the door of the party, let the young recruits come, and we have to be careful about the degeneration, bureaucratic degenerations. And even Trotsky, about 1921, he wrote a pamphlet about this type of deviations which they could see. But nevertheless, there wasn't at that time a severe and strong fight against bureaucracy, and there wasn't a sort of indication on the part of Lenin and Trotsky that this is the real danger. This is something that they have to guard against, and they establish the and enhance the workers' democracy. And also, we can see that, I mean, this sort of effects of this attitude was seen by the by closing down the Constituent Assembly. This was, I think, an indication at that time. Rosa Luxemburg argued against Lenin and said that by closing down the Constituent Assembly, you are in fact not closing down the effects of the bourgeoisie within the society, but also you are killing the democracy, internal democracy of the working class, which I think she was right saying such thing. And also the attitude of Trotsky in fact was towards the trade unions was very sectarian at that time, you know, not giving recognizing the independence of the trade unions. And more or less, 1919, we can say, to 1921, really the Soviets were not in power anymore. So that was the situation, and there was not a very strong effort by the Bolshevik leaders to guarantee the democracy, internal democracy. Of course, during the war, the tendencies were stopped within the party, And they went even further, they stopped the various organizations functioning in the whole of the society. But then after the war, after the establishment and strengthening the situation, they did not reverse these decisions. That means they did not reverse the decision of abolishing the tendencies within the party and then abolishing the right of the other organizations, other groups to function, and they even went to attack the trade unions, and more or less there was, you know, the Soviets with non-existence as such, you know, at that sort of period. So therefore, this is one element we have to, in fact, to look into and learn lessons from for the future. In spite of very hard times, I think the revolutionary leadership, who's been basing itself on the Soviets, on the working class, and is helping a great deal for the establishment of the socialist revolution, has to be very, very cautious not to ignore the internal democracy. That is one lesson I think we can learn from that defeat. Of course, after the death of Lenin, although Lenin, towards the end of his life, he was clearly asking Trotsky to stage a fight against bureaucracy, and he was very conscious about that. But that was a bit too late at that time. And even Trotsky started this, you know, fight against bureaucracy 1 or 2 years after this period, which again, you know, it was about a bit too late. Too late because the bureaucracy had moved into from this opportunist tendencies within the society in the name of the Bolshevik Party. They moved in, they established themselves in the party, and they, in fact, you know, found their leader, and that was Stalin. Stalin, who, after the death of Lenin, he actually made a sort of election speech, and he said, in the name of Lenin, he said that we have to, you know, preserve the motherland, and Russia is more important than anything else. Revolutions have been defeated in other countries. We have to build socialism, communism in Russia. So that was, in fact, the beginning of the degeneration, the theory of socialism in one country, which was presented by Dmitriev at that time, and then it was the cornerstone of this degeneration, the completion of the degeneration. The theory of socialism of one country was, in fact, an anti-Marxist, anti-revolutionary theory, which was completely in contradiction to what the Bolshevik Party and organization of the Soviets believed in. The Bolshevik Party always was talking and acting on the spread of the revolution to other countries and to help other countries to stage a socialist revolution. But this theory of socialism in one country from 1925 onwards was really the beginning of this degeneration. With this theory, the whole of world revolution was stopped, in the sense that they created an atmosphere, the Stalin clique, that the only thing which matters now is Soviet Union. And in other countries, all the communist parties who are affiliated to Comintern should stop the revolutions in their respective countries. They help to preserve the Soviet Union, because this is the center of the revolution. This has to be preserved. And he went on by saying absurd things, that socialism can be built in one country, and even at certain time afterwards they said, you know, we have built socialism already, and we are going to even build communism in one country. So that was, in fact, the final blow to Russian Revolution. Of course, from then on, the history has shown that how this degeneration led to the return of the bourgeoisie and the same sort of system which was before the revolution, but in much worse scale, has been replaced. So therefore, I think these are the main lessons of the Russian Revolution, the defeat of the Russian Revolution. I think in the center of these lessons, I think, is the lesson that we have to draw for the future revolution, is this, that in this period that the revolution, socialist revolution, workers' revolution can happen, can be staged and be successful in any country, in my opinion, today. But if it is delayed, if it's not followed by other countries, especially the most developed countries, the transition between capitalism and socialism has to be preserved by the establishment of workers' democracy. And that is very, very crucial. That means having multi-party system, having internal democracy, having factional and tendency freedom within the party, out of the party, and also preserving the leadership of the Soviets and the established representative, genuine representative of the working class. In my opinion, we also have to actually re-examine the situation of having even a party, a vanguard party, after the revolution. I believe personally that even when the Soviets are in power, gradually the character of the party has to be diminished and has to die, because the party is just for the preparation of the revolution. As I mentioned in other question, it's not there to stay forever. It's not there to replace the working class. The emancipation of the working class has to be in the hand of the working class. So the party who's prepared the taking power of the working class and the creation of the Soviets, and then also successfully staged and organized the armed insurrection against bourgeoisie. As soon as the power is taken and the Soviets are established, I think the party should diminish its power until, you know, goes away completely, dies away, withers away. Within this period, obviously, the party's task, the revolutionary task, is to preserve the central issue, which is the internal democracy, the workers' democracy. In fact, in countries like underdeveloped countries, when the revolution happens, this slogan of constituent assembly is quite important. Constituent assembly, as you know, is the highest form of most democratic form of a bourgeois democracy. And that is important, that multi-parties exist, and all sorts of reservations should be made in order to assure that everybody is free to say what they want, how they function, how to organize themselves. And the trade unions obviously have to function independent of the party and the government after the revolution. And the Soviets have to be in power, and they are the ones that who have to elect themselves in order to govern the society, and after a period the workers' management is established, to take over all the posts and positions. And the functionaries of the party, which helped the revolution should really wither away. So that's basically the lessons of the defeat of the revolution that I can mention. Thank you.